Clay Matthews just went through the rehab part. He will not be available Sunday.
Expect him next week at this point?
I couldn't tell you. We'll talk about it next week.
Like you said, you guys were going to talk today, though, and kind of revisit it on Friday. Has he just not made a lot of progress?
Well, he's making progress. He's just not ready to play in the game. So, I mean, he's not ready.
What's going on with Drivers at home? He's been on the report for a while now. Has it gotten worse?
Yes, Donald was unable to practice all week, and he needs rest. And that's what the medical staff suggested. So we rested him all week, and we'll see where we are tomorrow.
Mike, as many plays as Casey Hayward has made for you this year, do you need to play him more than you did last week?
Well, I mean, Casey Hayward's doing an excellent job, definitely in the slot. I think he's been impactful for us. As far as how many plays and how that shakes out, the opponent has something to do with that. So I like the rotation that we do have going throughout our defensive personnel groupings. It's something we've talked about all along. I think it's really helped our young players to have the ability to line up in the same positions weekly and continue to grow. I think Greg looks good. He's going through some of the bumps that you have when you come back for the first week of practice. But I mean, he's got a spring in his step. He's ready to go. So we cut practice back a little bit today, just coming off the Sunday night game. That was our plan coming into the week. But I think Greg looks good.
Go ahead,
Tom. I'm sorry.
Do you have any clue as to how many plays he can play, or is that going to be decided as the game goes?
I think the flow of the game will dictate that, and really based on how the game's called.
Like I know, it's been 5 days now. How do you feel like your team's bounced back off the Giants loss?
I feel the week of preparation has been good. I thought there's a lot of energy on Wednesday. Wednesday's practice was a little up and down. Was what you do have with some of the install that we put in. I thought yesterday's outside practice was what it was supposed to look like. So, like I said already, today was cut back. So we're ready for the Vikings.
As a coach, is this kind of maybe one of those weeks where you find out a little bit about your team, just coming off of a tough loss, going into an opponent where you know them real well and they know you?
I think you find out something about your team every week. And obviously we have a different challenge because of what happened last week. So, more importantly, when you get hit, you get hit like we did Sunday. It's important for us to bounce back and show what kind of team we are. But more importantly, we need to go win this division game, and that's how clear it is to us. We've gone through the process of dealing with last week's game, like you do every week. Obviously, it's different this week. It's higher because there's negativity involved, but it's energy you can tap into. But the bottom line is we need to go beat Minnesota, and that's what we're focused on.
Mike, of your three young defensive linemen, Neil and then the two rookies, who do you think is the best against the run out of that group since you're not going to have CJ?
Well, that's an interesting question. But I think it's important for them all to be good against the run. It's something we're going to have to obviously play the run. I mean, it's a starting point for their offense. Everybody knows what Adrian Peterson brings to the table. So, I mean, more importantly, they're all going to have an opportunity to show who plays it the best.
So you cut back today, like how many minutes, and was it because of injuries?
17 minutes. 17-minute cutback coming off Sunday night game late in the season. These are a lot of these decisions you have outlined throughout the year. Then we got another Sunday night game next week. So you obviously adjust as you go, but this is something that was planned.